It is known as the sailing capital of the U.S. It also happens to be a state capital, a former national capital, and home to some of the most prominent institutions in the country. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When the United States was founded, Annapolis, Maryland was one of the country's major cities, even serving as the national capital for a few months. But as years passed, other cities began to surpass it in size.
The mid-1700s, that was called the Golden Age of Annapolis, and that's when Annapolis was the place to be. Things changed after a time. Baltimore became a bigger port city, and Annapolis was not as much in the limelight.
Susan Steckman says the qualities that made the city popular centuries ago remain a drawing card today.
It was a waterfront community then. It's a waterfront community now. A lot of people come here for recreational boating and sailing. We're America's sailing capital, and a lot of people come here for that.
Many people today know Annapolis for the Service Academy located here.
U.S. Naval Academy is here. It's a National Historic Site because it is. The public is invited to tour the yard daily, actually. They can come and tour the yard either on their own or take advantage of tours that come from the Armel Lefwich Visitor Center there on the yard.
Today, the city combines the best of old and new.
Annapolis is called a museum without walls, and it truly is. History Quest opened recently. It's designed to be a springboard where people can walk in there, watch some videos, see some information, and come out ready to discover the museum without walls that is Annapolis. They'll know where to go to see the historic buildings, what streets they want to check out. The brick-lined streets of Annapolis are pretty well known. People love the quaintness of the town.
Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland. I'm Andrew McCray.